the department. We have three petitions that were received over the course of the last month. One of those pertaining to the dates for the East River deer hunting season, and the other two pertaining to our bass, largemouth and smallmouth bass regulations. I'll visit with you a little bit about the first petition, and we get on to the bass regulations. I will ask John Lott to join me to visit a little bit about the background on the basis for those. The petition that we received from David Iverson, retired military sergeant, goes back to an issue that was discussed in great detail a year ago. You might recall that we spent a fair amount of time attempting to identify the best time period, if there was going to be a time period, when the East River and the West River deer hunting seasons would reopen in December to allow for some additional antlerless harvest. You might recall that we looked at two or three different options, and in the end, the commission felt that it was important to end all deer seasons on the last day of the calendar year, and also chose to have that period when those seasons would reopen for antlerless only harvest to be in mid-December rather than the end of the month. Essentially, what the petitioner is asking to do is to go back to some sort of structure like that that would have the season occur over the Christmas holiday. And in particular, his advocacy is for those in the military who would have time off or opportunity to come home and participate in those seasons. Those of you that were here, of course, new commissioners, this is new information to you, but those of you that were here recall that that was a both military and the and probably more so the students, college students, were a big part of the conversation when we were attempting to identify that best time to have that extended season. At the same time, the conversation about the number of people who were visiting with our state's landowners about hunting opportunities and the fatigue, landowner fatigue, I think is some of the terminology that was used to describe that. And so the commission ultimately settled in on this particular time period of mid-December. So you have two options available to you here today, and refresh your memory on those. Number one would be to initiate a rule change process, and this, if this is something you believe warrants some additional discussion, it coincides with the rest of the deer license and season recommendations that we'll be discussing here either later today or tomorrow morning. On the flip side, again, this did receive a fair amount of conversation a year ago. He settled in on something, and if you believe that it received its adequate attention then, and for whatever other reasons you might have, you wish not to entertain this as a proposal, we would ask that you take action to reject the proposal and then give us an opportunity to craft a resolution that would describe the basis for that rejection. But we stand prepared either to incorporate this into the proposed changes for the deer hunting season or help you craft a resolution that would support a decision of yours to reject the petition should that be your wishes.
Thank you. Discussion, Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you, Chairman Jensen. I was involved in all this discussion that went on the past several years. I think this issue's been vetted at great length. I believe it has received the adequate attention that it deserves. This commission made a decision and decided what we thought was best to do. Landowner fatigue was, I think, was my issue. I think it's time to kind of be winding down at Christmas time, and I think landowner fatigue is a big issue. So I'm opposed to changing it again at this time. I would make a motion to reject this petition.
That's it. Any more discussion? No discussion. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Petition is rejected, so we go to the next one.
Okay. Might be best to maybe address both these together. They both pertain to largemouth and smallmouth bass regulation.